Hello.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
You
want to
end
are listening to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk with your host, Dr. Tanisha Guy, and her co-host, Steve and Stacy J. This show is not intended to be therapy, but the sole purpose is to encourage dialogue across ages, genders, sexual orientation, religious backgrounds, and sex. So feel free to join in the discussion. We want to know what you think.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. So today is Sunday, a day before Memorial Day, so I do want to say thank you to all our women and men who have served in the military. Thank you for our service, and we do appreciate your service, and for all those that have lost loved ones, we are appreciative of the service to our country. So today, you guys hopefully are enjoying some cookouts, just spending some time with family members and friends. And so also I am hoping that you guys are going to join in and listen to this show today because I think it's going to be quite interesting. So our topic today, I will have to say that you all know my co-host, Steve. And so sometimes I like to oblige by discussing some topics that he wants to talk about. And so this is one of his topics that he thinks should be discussed more frequently. So today we're going to go ahead and let him discuss this with some other male guests that we have on the panel. So our topic today is our hoes winning and our good girls finishing last. So I am going to go ahead and introduce my co-host as always. Hey, Steve.
Hey, man, we are ready to rock today. Thank you for taking the reins off of me and letting me run amok one weekend.
Just a little bit, just a little bit. And as always, I have my girl Stacy J with me today. So we're going to kind of let you take the lead on this show today, Steve. But how you doing, Stacy J?
I'm doing fantastic, Dr. Guy. I'm interested in to hear the commentary on this topic.
All right, great. I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest today. So we have a former guest, returning guest, who people enjoyed his conversation and comments the last time he was here. So, Avon, welcome back to the show.
What's the business, man? Happy Memorial Day, man. I appreciate y'all having me back on. You know what I'm talking about? Livening up the show a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Hey.
Well, we are definitely glad to have you back because I'm sure you have a take on this topic for today. And
of course.
So we do have a newbie with us today, but I'm hoping this will not be his last time with us. So I want to welcome all my listeners welcome Mr. Darren to the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Guy, everybody. I'm glad to be here, Steve. Lady J, Steve, and Ovan, glad to be part of the panel.
All right,
on this Memorial
great.
Day.
Well, Well, as I stated, I'm glad you gentlemen are joining us on the panel today. So I am going to go ahead and turn this over to Steve. I'm sure our listeners are really trying to figure out what is this show topic about. So, Steve, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Guy. You know, you and I have a lot of conversations, of course, offline, and this is a topic that we've kind of gone back and forth with over the years, actually, as Hose B. Winning has kind of gone into the modern lexicon of society. And it's something that I would hear from, you know, my female friends is, you know, them hoes be winning, and it confused me at first. But I sat back and I took a look at what it meant, and generally what it meant was that when they were pursuing a gentleman, they had a certain protocol that they were using, and when another woman came along and didn't use that same protocol, whereas she may start to use more of her sexuality to attract a man. And I think we can see that evident from the Kim Kardashian sex taping going forward. Before that time, promiscuous behavior was kind of frowned upon. But after the sex tape and we, you know, get a lot of twerking and the way that basically stripper culture has permeated society, you know, hoeing is kind of acceptable option. So this is kind of what I want to talk about with the panel today when we talk about our hoes winning and good girls losing. What did the gentleman think?
This is Ovon. I would wholeheartedly concur that these hoes is winning. Just on the simple fact of your first example of Kim Kardashian, you know, it's like you said, in today's society, it seems like it is more accepted, you know, because you have TV shows and, you know, you got these girls having makeup deals and all kind of stuff, you know, off the strength of basically being a slut, you know what I'm saying, which is, you know, in my case, kind of ridiculous, but I mean, I definitely agree. You know, I'd say her Amber Rose is another example. You know, it's like she's been passed around the music industry, but everybody knows who this chick is, you know, and it's just like, Hank Hose is famous now.
Okay.
Yeah, I just concur, again, agreeing with the fellas. It's definitely, I think Kim Kardashian definitely set the pathway. I think when that sex tape came out and so many people saw how she blew up and became famous and getting million-dollar deals, and then, you know, the rap culture has started changing more towards the stripper lifestyle, it's definitely propelled a lot of women to, like you say, hoeing. And then, like you said, the good girls kind of fall to the back. But they could have some hoe in them, but they don't display it like the Cardi B's and Amber Rose or the Kim Kardashian. So, yeah. Yeah, they winning.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in what the ladies feel about this. We can't forget that we have these two esteemed, highly educated women.
So I definitely listened to the both of the gentlemen agreeing and to the comments that, for the most part, as you guys said, that hoes are women based on kind of what we're seeing in some of the media. But, I'm really trying to think about how, because we talked about this last week, how media impacts relationships, impacts what people are doing. And so is it that these women are winning per se, or have these women just learned how to live their lives? Yeah, manipulate maybe this system as it relates to dating. And now men have a problem with it.
Well, I think that's interesting. What about you, Stacey J?
Well, you know what?
Hello?
My take on it is, the thing is, if you're saying the hoes are winning, they're winning not by themselves. Somebody is buying. So is it the male perceptive that's buying into the hoism and saying that, hey, you got to be this way in order to win? So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. So you got to ask yourself, is that what men want, is the hoe, or do they want the wholesome girl? So if the hoes aren't winning, that's because that's what men want.
Okay. That's very interesting. I heard the gentleman mention Amber Rose. I kind of want to throw Blac Chyna in there as well. I think the problem that we have with these women is they don't really have any marketable talent. I think that, you know, perhaps that might be some of the issues that Jay-Z and Beyonce kind of have with Kim and Kanye, and kind of trying to stay away from them is that Kim doesn't have any marketable talents aside from her sexuality. And I think we take a look at that with how the women on Instagram and those people have just basically started to sell their sexuality, which is fine, but they don't have any discernible talents. And I think that's where it starts at. For men, of course we want to hope. You know, any man who tells you he doesn't is not in touch with himself. you know, there's certain aspects of that life that definitely appeal to us. But,
Steve, you're not going to stand on the panel today. So I got to, you know, ask you for the man that you just set out there. Levon, Darren, he just said that, of course, men want to hope. And so, of course, men want to hope.
you have to understand, you know, you have to understand like what Ludacris said, you know, it was on one of the songs, was the song Yeah, with the Usher. You want a lady in the street but a freak in the bed. I don't want everybody to know my girl is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? If she a hoe, she a hoe with me. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that part, I will say that, and I always say, I've never been married before. And I always said, you know, when I get married, my wife got to be a freak to keep me around, to keep me away from hoes. You see what I'm saying? You know, and I'm sticking to that to say, hey, my wife, yeah, I want my wife to be a wholesome woman, but then behind closed doors, I want her to be, you know, super freak, Rick James type. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, you got to have that balance. But to just you know, leading with the whole part as a man is what turns me off. You know what I'm saying? I'm grown. I'm 45 years old. You know, a lot of these chicks, I see them shaking their ass. Or, you know, it's like every time I turn around on my news, on my timeline, on my Facebook, on my Instagram, I'm seeing females with their ass bent over, shaking, twerking. You know, and as a man, as myself, I come from the hood, but I also have a degree. You understand? I have a bachelor's degree, but I'm from the block. You know, and I see that nowadays, and I'm kind of turned off by like, damn, is that all you got to offer? You know, it's like, damn, is that what you're gonna leave with every time? Is, you know, you shaking your ass? I'm turned off by it, to be honest. You know.
Okay, so let me chime in. I'm gonna put some real thought into this. Let's look at age. I think, yeah, especially with guys, our 20s and 30s, yes, that's real big. We want the freak. We want the hoe. But as you start getting older, especially myself, not so much. I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes, I love it. I love it. But not so much. Guys, we're like, okay, you can bring it. But I've been with women in the past, so nothing's really too much new to me. But I do enjoy it. And if you can bring that, that's good. But I need other qualities. I'm going to need other attributes now. The sex thing is not overriding me like it did in my 20s and 30s. That's where guys at 40s going forward. So the hoism, it sells too much because women know that. So they're like, you know what? Me being married, me being divorced, so I can explain this. A lot of women are like, okay, I'm going to be this hoe. I'm going to be this freak, especially they know you got good qualities and successful. So, yeah, they be that freak for you during the dating stage. You get married. It might stay for a while, but then as a marriage, they start changing, and you don't see that hoe or that freak that you thought you had during the dating stage, and that's why a lot of times when that happens, a lot of people start shifting course in their marriage, and that's why you hear divorce become prevalent. The guy maybe not spending his free willy like he was when he was dating. The woman wasn't hoeing, being freaky as she was. So you got to be careful with the hoeing thing because you like it, but you got to have more substance than just hoeing. Especially, I'm speaking from a man that's 44 versus if I was an individual on a panel at 30 or 20. 30 or 20, I'm like, oh, no, give me a freak all day long. That's what I want. That's just my two cents.
That's great. I have an analogy, and Dr. Guy knows I like to use cars. you might want to drive a Benz as your everyday driver. But every now and then, it's good to pull the Ferrari out the garage and take it out on the weekend. And that's more or less what the freak is. I think what ends up happening is people try to drive the Ferrari every day, but the Ferrari is not an everyday car. So women know that men are superficial. And, you know, yeah. of course, we're attracted to bodies. Like, and women are attracted to resources. So it's the equivalent of a guy who's, you know, on Instagram and he's posting, you know, he's on a private jet, he's showing money, and then he's like, oh, man, all these girls want me for my resources, because that's what you've marketed yourself as. So it's the same thing with women. And what ends up happening a lot of times is those women who do have good men, and like the gentleman said, have kind of gone through these stages, you know, those eyes start to wander a little bit, and the women who are a little bit more promiscuous, who are after those resources, they don't want the whole man, they just want the resources. So I think that comes into play with how society just has changed in general, whereas, you know, the whole lifestyle is just a lot more acceptable, so they tend to win in that regard. What do you gentlemen think about that?
I definitely agree in that perspective. You know, when you put it in that perspective, it makes sense. You know, and I agree with you, what our other guest said as far as, you know, it being your age thing too. You know, when we were younger, you in your 20s, it's everything sex driven. You know what I'm saying? I know when I was in my 20s, I was insatiable. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I was trying to get after everything. That was me. I was in my nature as young. But now that I've gotten older and you've experienced relationships, you know, you don't have that same exuberance. You know, you're looking for different things, you know, speaking from somebody that's in their 40s. Like, I'm looking for something now. And the same thing, what you said as far as males leading with what's the famous quote? It ain't tricking if you got it. You know, so a lot of
it's always
guys,
tricking.
It's always tricking. Period. You know what I'm saying? If you got it or not. But that's what a lot of guys, you know, that's what they lead with. You know, you use cheese as a bait, you're going to recruit a rat. Just period. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lead with how much money I make and how much I got, because I don't want you to assume that I'm going to take care of you or do anything for you because I got it. Because what I got is mine. You know what I'm saying? It ain't yours. That's why I'm going to look for a female that's got her own, or that's going to try to earn alongside of me or earn with me and help me build. Because a lot of time, the hoes that's winning, it's a thirst trap. You know what I'm saying? To where, yeah, you're going to be constantly pouring out your resources, but then the hoism, I like that word, hoism, the hoism may become limited at some point in the relationship. You feel me?
Well, I think that's why you always have to have a rotation of hoes, but. You know, we'll
that's for the young,
my uncle always used to tell me it's a poor rat that only got one hole to go to. So you know, you're a poor rat.
So I know Steve is doing our hosting today. So gentlemen, I do have a question as a woman. So my question is, because I hear what you guys are saying, that based on your age, your needs change. And I get that, right? But when we talk about this concept of our hoes winning, it doesn't seem like an age factor for women. Like, this is consistent whether these women are in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s. And so how is it that women of all ages seem to think that this is what men find appealing, but what I'm hearing you all on the panel say today is that, yes, it's appealing for a specific age for men. And now as I have matured and aged and I'm more seasoned, that's not exactly what I want. But somehow these older women seem to still think that this is what men want.
Well, right. I think that initially it's kind of like I can give you $100 or I can show you how to make $100. Like I can give you a dinner. And that's what women understand. They know men want sex, so they give them sex, but they don't have any substance because they don't have any concept of how to go any further than those initial primal urges. You know, like one of the experiences I had was I was dating a young lady. We had an excellent time. Next morning I got up and took a shower and I came back and, you know, she was ironing my clothes. Like, you know, she did a lot of stuff that night. But I was more impressed about her ironing my clothes than some of the other things that she did.
Interesting. Well, Well, if you guys are just tuning in to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk, our show topic today is our hoes winning and our good girls finishing last. And today we're letting the men take the lead. And if you do have a question or a comment you would like to join in on our discussion, remember you guys can call in. Our number is 914-205-5902. We do want to hear your thoughts. So, men, I know I have a lot of questions of you all because I do think that as Ron, was that you that said hoism was a word that you like?
Yeah, I like that word, hoism. It's a hoism of hoeing going on.
Hoism.
I didn't make it up. I just like the word.
I'm just going back to the word that you said you like. Talked about this term, hoism. I'm all about, I need people to define things for me, right? I need to understand what it means. So is hoism, like, are we talking about women that are seeking payment for services, or are we talking about a culture that has now been described as hoism? Like the twerking and, you know, what we're seeing now primarily on social media, like if you open up someone's Instagram page, most likely you're going to see a rear end picture before you see any face picture. Like, is this a culture of hoism? Is this how we're defining it? Or are we just going back to the basics where here's some exchange of money for goods?
I feel like it's a culture. I feel like it's a whole
Definitely.
A whole culture of hoism that has developed in the past years. Because I mean, you think about it. If we can simply say, let's go back 10 years. Let's just go back 10 years real quick. If you go back 10 years, we wouldn't see a Kim Kardashian. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't see a Amber Rose. You see what I'm saying? Of course, we've always known of pimps. You know, we've always known of Pimpin' Ken and, you know, these other pimps that's out of Chicago. And, you know, we've always known for pimps and hoes being around. Of course, it's been around since the 70s. They made blaxploitation moves about it. But the hoism side of it has now become more mainstream and has been more sensationalized by some of these hoes, per se, becoming famous.
Yeah, let me chime in a little bit about it, if you don't mind. And I think, like you said, we're looking at the culture. I mean, like, Ciara recently, you know, she's with Russell Wilson, big $165 million contract. Before that, she was with Future, and before that, she was with basketball players. Hold around in the industry, you know, got a great meal ticket. But, you know, they inspire other women. Say, you know, look at Kim Kardashian. They have videos, they're, you know, and every countless other entertainers they got with Kim Kardashian. But at the end of the day, back in the day, we called Kanye West that sucker for love, dude. But at the end of the day, does it really matter now? Yeah, Kanye know his woman being out there. He made a lyric. He made a rap song and had a line that talked about it.
So I don't know. I think hoeing is just showing women, like, hey, keep hoeing out there, girls. You'll find that Russell Wilson. You'll find that Kanye. You'll find that whoever. I mean, look at J-Lo. I mean, beautiful woman that hold all around the industry, but she still lands $1 billion men at the end of the day. So I guess if you're a woman out there and you got a nice body, you're like, hey, what are my chances of hoeing? Maybe I can find that successful business guy, maybe not that entertainer, but I just got to keep hoeing, and that's why sometimes we go to parties here in the local metroplex. We still see those women still trying to find that big, successful guy, that male ticket. I mean, it just, you know, I think women have gotten experience now with their sexuality where they feel like it should pay off, and it should come in the form of a baller. You know what I mean? So I think that's where hoeing is, you know, today. Especially, like I said, in the younger, in the, you know, with women. I don't know if you're still 50 years old, still trying to hold for $1 million dude. I'm not saying it don't happen, but I don't know if that's your goal.
All right. Well, I think we have a caller, Dr. Guy.
We do. We're going to go to the phone line. It looks like 6-1, you are on the air. 618.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Hi. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Hadid Zelzla. I've been listening to the show quite some time. My comment or my question, it may be somewhat of both. I'm really about the good girl thing. I'm on the end of the good girl. I'm not worried about these hoes and what they do. But my concern is that you all men were talking about is an age that, you know, by the time you hit in your late 30s, 40s, that, you know, that holism kind of moves out the way and you're looking for a good woman. But, you know, for someone who is, you know, 40-plus years old, I find that it doesn't make a difference how old the man is. He's still chasing after hoes. And it doesn't seem like, and honestly, I'm like, okay, you still chasing after hoes, knowing your ass is getting old and tired, but y'all still chasing after hoes.
Well, that's an interesting perspective, Hadi. I would warn you that you need to worry about hoes at all times. Hoes are like snakes. You know, they may not be poisonous, but you need to know where they at. So what do the gentlemen feel like? I think that, you know, we definitely, you know, still have that desire to have those interactions. And it just may be your circles. Maybe if you alter your circles, maybe, you know, you'll find that the gentlemen are not seeking those hoes.
Yeah, my question would be, is the man chasing hoes, or is the man maybe have been recently divorced and he's just out of dating? And he's probably dating multiple women, but not necessarily have to be hoes, but maybe he just wants to date two women. Not necessarily hoes, can be good quality women. He's just chasing ass at the end of the day. That don't mean he's chasing hoes. He's just free again. He just got out of a marriage. Maybe he wants to have fun. You know, it's different. Look at that different ways.
I get that. I understand for those who have been divorced, but a lot of men that I date are not divorcees.
Okay.
Well, I guess what we're asking is, where are you finding these men at? That might be the thing we need to look at first, because generally speaking, and Dr. Guy, you know, we've kind of gone over this, that 80% of the women are trying to date 20% of the men. And if you're after that top-tier guy, he knows what type of women and resources that are available for him. So he may not be inclined to settle down unless you set yourself apart from the other 80% of the women that are chasing him.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Because I see that there can be male hoes and there can be female hoes. Because we're talking in a sense of someone who's dated in the industry. They've dated. They've had a relationship. Why does that make them a hoe, number one? Number two is, if you are a male and you saying there's only 20% of men and there's many women to that 20%, doesn't that by nature make you a hoe?
Oh, that's quite interesting. I think what we were talking about as we had the comments about the Amber Rose or the Black Chynas was there was nothing that set them apart from any other woman besides their sexuality. They have no discernible talents. If it wasn't for Kanye West talking to Amber Rose, we wouldn't even really know who she was. If it wasn't for Kim Kardashian and the sex tape, she was just Paris' little friend. So when we talk
about
these women who have monetized the women that have monetized their sexuality for gain, these are the women that we're more or less targeting for contributing to the holism of the culture.
And I think that's what we're addressing, is that women who have monetized their sexuality for personal gain. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not here to judge anyone, but Hadi made a valid point, because when Ovan said this, that, you know, as far as him being a 45-year-old man, that at this point in his life, he's not chasing after that particular woman. But it definitely seems to be a lot of gentlemen who are way over their 40s that are still hypnotized by the holism. And they could have the quality, sexually attractive woman who doesn't exhibit what you guys are calling this hoism or this certain type of sex appeal, and they will date her and still cheat on her with this quote-unquote woman who has such sexual magnetism that draws them over to her. So I think that's what Heidi is speaking to. Like, so you're not going to tell me that it's an age thing, because it's a new thing, and they're still chasing after them way after 40.
It's a maturity thing. It's a maturity thing, because, yeah, you got some 44, you got some 45, 50-year-old men that still hoes, that still out there trying to chase hoes half their age, that's trying to trick off by leading with their money and leading with their cars and the shit that they got. Yeah, you got them kind of males out there, just like you got the kind of females. That's what they leading with. They leading with their ass. They leading with something sexual. Just period. It don't matter. I done seen some old hoes out here twerking, and I done seen some young ones out here twerking. I know some old partners of mine that's 50 years old and still out here being a hoe, not trying to be in no relationship. So, yes, you do have both facets of the situation, of the hoeism, you know what I'm saying, from the male and female perspective, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it don't escape anyone, you know, having hoe practices or hoe tendencies.
Well, I think we can go back to the other week when we were talking about Aisha Curry and not going through, quote unquote, a hoe phase. So it's not exclusive to women. This might be the first time this gentleman is able to get his resources in order. Maybe he had crooked teeth, he got his teeth fixed, you know. Like, he finally is hot, you know, like some of those gentlemen that wanted to play as Kappa in college and they went grand chapter, and now all of a sudden they're trying to relive their youth. It's not something that's exclusive to women. But I would also have to ask those women who are complaining about men who are hoes, why are you attracted to the hoes?
Well, I was wondering, so we're real clear, because I think we're shifting direction with hoism or hoeing. Are we looking at individuals hoes because of reputation, or are you a hoe because you have two girlfriends or you date two women? I mean, when we say hoes are winning, we're talking about women without good reputations, like you say, with no talent. But then I'm saying we're hearing about 50-year-old hoes because you're a 50-year-old man and you're just dating. Maybe you got a good lifestyle. Is that, you know, the man is not a – I mean, it's – I don't know. Well, I guess he's been a man hoe. But when we say hoes winning, we're just talking about people without talents that are blowing up, I think. I just want to make sure we clear on when we say hoes are winning, not hoeing ways.
Well,
just hoeing winning just because individuals with no talents are getting all this recognition.
Well, I think it's both. I think you can't really separate
it. Yeah, and I don't think it's just women that have no talents that are blowing up. I think it's women that, as Steve said, they're monetizing their sexuality to reap the benefits of that. And so as a result, they may not have any other qualities other than that. But because they have that one quality or, you know, a conglomerate of those qualities relating to their sexuality, these other women over here who may not exhibit that type of sexual energy don't get the same attention. So what you guys have termed as this hoeism type, these are the women that are winning. And so I think
right.
That's what type is referring to. But you guys, we do have another caller, so I do want to go to the phone lines. And so caller at 602, you are on the air. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes. We can hear you.
Hey, this is Tanya. Hi.
Hey,
I know who that is.
Huh? Say it again?
I know who that is.
Well, hello again. All right.
Hey.
So listen, I've been checking y'all out. I want to go back to where you talk about reputation, all right? And I am not a young lady, and so I've seen a couple of things. When I find men, when I see them out there getting a hookup, there's always a give and get, right? When men are out there looking, they're not looking for a long-term relationship. In the idea of what was just said, reputation, what's your reputation? So when a gentleman finds someone, a female, a young lady, that looks good, that's who they go after, because that makes them look like the alpha dog. That makes them look like, I got the baddest chick in here. So it's a contract. You know what? I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to hopefully provide for you, as long as I know in return you keep me looking good. So the mentality that we're looking at, and I'm not talking about the ones who are out here really working for a relationship. I'm going by the definition that was just given about reputation. That goes also back to the Kardashians and everybody else y'all quoted earlier. Those ladies make it their business to look good. And in looking good, they leverage that with the caliber of men that they work with. When I say work with, they consider themselves worthy to date. So for myself, if I say, you know, this is a gentleman that is worth my time, is worthy of me, no matter if what that worth may come, what looks like, that's who I will gear my attention to. And the same goes for men. So I just want you to know that a lot of times when we're talking about reputation and the, you know, he's hooking up for this and hooking up for that, the ladies who are in that game understand that game. The rewards behind all this, once again, if I do something for you, I expect something in return. That's a contract, unwritten, unworded, but as long as the game is working for both parties, you know, you calling it a hoism is more, and this has been going on not just since the 70s. This is biblical. This is biblical.
Mary Magdalene, that, right?
Well, no, no, I won't go to Mary Magdalene. No, no, no.
Yeah, you for real. No, seriously.
Hear me out. Bathsheba, David, he was married. He was looking down and saw somebody fine. He was like, who is this? He was so badly taken with her. He sent her husband to the front line so that he could legitimize their affair. So I'm not, don't get me wrong. The game has been there for eons. The difference is now that women are coming into the game and actually, you know, feeling empowered and stating what they want, stating what's going to happen, y'all now thinking, oh, y'all hoes. It's just a different view. It's like that whole idea that, you know, women's lives, women's rights, the Me Too movement. Now I can choose if I want you to touch me or not. So you guys as men to be able to say, you know, they hoeing, they in it. Somebody said earlier, the gentleman was like, my uncle said, you always got to have to. That's a mentality that I rebuke. If that's what you're about, that's not, that may be mainstream, but you're rewarding that behavior. And these young ladies that are coming behind you and behind the men who are saying, look at this, look at that, they are rewarding that behavior, and therein is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So as soon as you say, no, chick, put some clothes on, and then we can talk, that's when things will change. But look, you loving it. Men out there loving it. So you can't put it down if you're enticed by it.
It's always kind of, you know, I feel like I was a drop the mic. I don't know if any men have any response to that.
Yeah, that was pretty deep.
I'm always up for a good debate.
Always good to hear your perspective, Tanya. Men, any comments? Any responses? Are those crickets that you hear, Stacey J?
I hear crickets. Hi. Sean?
Mr. Steve, no response. Uh-oh, we may have lost these because Steve always has a response. We'll make sure we have him still connected. And so, thank you, Tanya, as always, with your thoughtful comments as we weigh in. If you guys are just tuning in, our show topic today is our hoes winning and good girls finishing last. And so we are really, as Steve discussed it, talking about how women monetize their sexuality to really reap the benefits of that. And so our panel are discussing their thoughts on that. And so you guys, I know you all did mention that it's just a certain type of guy, it comes with maturity. So what do you think about, like, is this something that social media has increased the image of this? This is why we're seeing more of it. Do you think we're seeing more of it because women are like, yeah, this works, so I'm going to continue to do it, and men like it? Why do you guys think we're seeing so much more of this type of behavior in 2019 than we saw 30, 40 years ago?
I'm gonna definitely say social media has a big role in it. I feel like social media is the number one influencer of the behavior, because that's social media now has given it a platform. Because before, we didn't have no platform where you could see hoes. You know what I'm saying? Now we got plenty of social media platforms, you know what I'm saying, even dating sites, where people can basically sell themselves. You see what I'm saying? Even with the talent, I'm a musician. You know, that's my number one tool for advertising or for promotion is my social media. And also, I feel like, you know, before we didn't have such a platform to even reach as many people. We've had more millionaires in the past 5 years created from online, just from social media. You know, when you develop a certain fan base, you know, certainly me, next thing you know, certain millions of people know you, and you're actually getting a check. Just like on your YouTube, you get enough subscribers on YouTube, that's going to pay you. So, yeah, a chick shake her ass enough and be famous enough to where dudes going on YouTube to watch her video, yeah, that's when it becomes hoism, because now you're getting paid for it. You're not just a hoe on the street that like to shake it, you know what I'm saying, and show yourself. Nah, you getting paid for it. That's what I'm saying. You know, what our topic is, monetizing it, have getting paid for it.
And I just,
sure, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just quickly, since we're talking about social media, I would definitely say that social media has definitely played a role with the era of the Instagram models. You know, you're seeing celebrities, athletes, finding these fine women, DMing them, paying them, flying them across the city. So definitely, you know, and a lot of these women getting paid well. So definitely the whole one is real. And the basketball player, you're right, and the rappers are not coming out that got the guys. Are the nice, intelligent women, because they're not marketing themselves like that. But that woman that's used to stripping is out there on Instagram and is getting hit up by that rapper and is getting, I'll pay you a round trip ticket, come spend a week with me and I'll drop you 10 grand. So that's when, you know, in 2019, that's what it's looking like, the era of Instagram.
Okay. Well, I wanted to speak real quickly. I got dropped off to what Ms. Tanya was saying. Like what she was talking about was just the social contract between someone who is engaged in agreement, you know, whether it be a gentleman and a lady and a gentleman, however that goes, you know, that we both understand our role in that situation. And that's been going on for a while as well. But like as the gentleman said, now that we have the OnlyFans where you can go on and you basically can – you know, have somebody stripping in their house for you. So it's the monetization. And what goes from hoism is trick culture, you know, whether, you know, you're leading with your resources instead of the content of your character or your talent. You know, it's the let me buy you a drink. Come over in my section with we got the bottles. Like, it starts out with that, and that is what has permeated society is the hoism and the trick culture from the music. And, you know, it's an opportunity that women have seen, you know, it's kind of, I call it the pretty girl complex. You've got, you know, a small waist and a big booty, and do you want to work at Hooters or do you want to study, you know, for 40 hours a week for 4 years and get your degree? It's very difficult for a lot of people to go ahead and get that degree and go that route when, you know, they have those assets that they know they can take the shortcut with. So, you know, so gentlemen, do you see that there is going to be a cure for the hoism, or you think it's just going to continually get worse?
I think it's going to continue to get worse. I mean, I was recently listening to Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper, her song, and she's just pretty much putting it out there. She's, you know, flung herself with her body. Then her lyrics, and you know, like you said, I'm just doing what, as a woman, what I like to do, what a lot of other women like to do. And so, again, I don't see it in the era of the stripper and all of that. I just don't see it going down no time soon.
What about you, sir? What do you think?
I think it's going to get worse myself, you know, because of the avenues that has been created, you know. There's like the music lane is now opening up for it. You see what I'm saying? You know that I watched an interview, and she actually kind of patterned herself almost as a female version of like a Pussy or a Too Short. You know, because when you go back to us in the 40s, you know that was the most explicit person besides Luke that we know. That we came out with like a sexuality where this dude was literally talking about sex on the record, Freaky Tales, you know. So And now that avenue is opened up for women. I feel like Cardi B being a stripper has now opened up a whole new lane. But here comes Megan Thee Stallion. You know, she, I don't know if she used to be a stripper, but of course she's big. You know, she got big booty, big boobs. You know what I'm saying? And she talks about sex. And what I didn't realize, I just realized from her interview that most of her audience is female. She even said mostly female come to her shows. You would think, men, we love hoes so much that it would be probably mostly her show would be men. No, it's mostly females at her show. She even said it. And when they said what was her goal, she said to get more females. So, of course, that's what's going to happen. More and more females, more younger females are going to start to have this mentality or start to look up, per se, to this kind of behavior, you know, and that's just how I feel.
And you know, like
I definitely agree. Well, even if we talk about with Drake dating Serena and then getting the porn star pregnant, you know, that's kind of an interesting thing as well. So I think that what we see in terms of imagery supports the hoism and the trick culture. I think that one of the things that feminism has gotten confused is women's sexuality versus the sale of the sexuality. You know, what you have the right to do may not always be the right thing to do. And I think that line has been blurred and confused by women because of it being repressed for so long. You know, if you look back into the 70s, I don't even think women could get credit on their own. So, you know, now that they have been empowered and, you know, there's a lot of other things that happen. You know, we talk about the Me Too movement and how, you know, a lot of ways they've weaponized their sexuality in the workplace to leverage it to get themselves positions and checks. So not everybody's ethical. Not everybody is doing the right thing. And I think when we talk about the hoism, you know, on both sides, you know, a lot of it just comes down to using your sexuality to earn money, get checks, those things, which, you know, like we said, not saying that, you know, I enjoy a good pole dance, not saying it's not talent, but, you know, when we talk about the things that, you know, we can do long term, pole dancing isn't one of them. You know, my grandmother used to say kissing phase and cooking last. You know, you do still have to have those tangible qualities that can maintain a relationship, and I think that those are the things that are kind of being missed or skipped over. You know, now speaking to what Ms. Tanya said, you know, in terms of the men, honestly, I hear women complaining about hoes winning more than I hear about guys. What about you, gentlemen?
I definitely hear more females complaining about it. That don't even sound right for a dude. I look at a dude sideways if I heard him complaining about hoes winning. Like, what is you a hoe? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm looking at you strange if a male is complaining about it. But most of the time, I agree with you, Steve. Most of the time, I hear females talking about hoes winning.
All right, what about you, Dan?
Yeah, no, I don't really hear too many guys complaining. I think, like you say, if you're a female and, you know, you just kind of, you don't put yourself out there in a sexual, you know, explicit way, maybe you will be a little salty. You go in a club, you dress nice and conservative, you're a professional, but yet you see this fine girl showing all of hers and all the guys hawking her, you know, checking her out and pushing you to the back, and you'd be like, oh, she a hoe, that's why they all over her, you know. So maybe that's why more women are complaining than guys, because we like what we see.
Well, let me ask you this, gentlemen. Is it that hoes are winning, or the women that may not be shaped as successful as the other women are just jealous? Because that's what I see a lot of times. I will see a woman look at another woman,
and she will call her
a hoe just because she is more developed than the other woman.
I know you hear me saying hello, Mr. C.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was a lot of static in the background.
I know you hear me saying hello. First of all, the question that you just asked was a biased question. Because as Yvonne said, there is not one man on this planet walking around, I don't care if he, God, filled with the Holy Ghost, is going to say, I have a problem with hoes winning. Let's just be clear. Secondly,
and there might be a rabbi somewhere in Pensacola or something.
You're not going to tell me that. Shame the devil and tell the truth. The next thing it's not even just about women that are physically attractive. I think it's just about a particular type of woman that literally understands that in order for me to get what I want, I'm going to use what I have sexually. That may not, she may not have a bad body. She might. She might have, as you would say, Steve, a mouth that do what it do. I'm just saying these women are not just only selling their bodies or using their bodies. They're using whatever it is that they have that they understand that men want. And what women won't do, these are the women that are saying, I will do it. No matter what they look like in certain cases, they're just the women that are saying, I'll do that. Your woman won't do it. Your wife's not down for it. I'll do that. These are the women that I am talking about, as we're saying, are hoes winning, not just women that are using their bodies because they're, you know, voluptuous or they have these nice figures. I'm lumping them all together. So that was my comment on that.
And well, I think that's because Tanya in the transactional situation, though. Like, that's more of I do for you, you do for me. So there are a lot of gray lines that relates to the hoism and the trick culture. I think that, you know, there are some gentlemen that I have spoken to that have a certain outlook on what their wife to be like, but they do want another individual to do some other nasty things. So there is, you know, the flip side of that as well, Dr. Guy. So there are some gentlemen that have problems with that in their relationships.
And Dr. Guy,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Dr. Okay. Guy, you just opened up the can of worms for side chicks when you say, hey, your wife won't do this, I would do that. That's the purpose of the side chick. And most of the fellas on here will agree.
That's a hoe. But that's a hoe. That's a harlot. That's a floozy.
That's
a
hoe.
That's
a
Jezebel.
Hey, that's
what
okay.
I go
okay.
on.
But you know what?
I got a perfect example. Let's go way back. Who do we see on T-shirts nowadays? Do we see John F. Kennedy's wife or do we see Marilyn Monroe?
Marilyn Monroe.
Who we see females wearing T-shirts? You know what I'm saying? We don't see chicks running around here with T-shirts with John F. Kennedy's wife here. I don't even know who is. What's John F. Kennedy's wife's name? I can't even remember. All I remember is a side chick, Marilyn Monroe. That's it.
Marilyn Monroe was 36, 27, 38.
The baseline is, as long as sex sells, there is always going to be a woman that's going to win at selling sex because men
Thank
are
you.
Buying.
In the end of the story, because the men are going to be always going to be some men out there ready to buy. It's going to be some men ready to trick off his little check, off his little money, just like I'll be seeing some, I don't even be seeing some nicely shaped girls. I be seeing some straight up mud ducks. And dudes be in the comments, ooh, babe, you so sexy. Ooh, I'll do this. Ooh, I'll munch it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting back like, man, some of y'all cats ain't used to nothing, man. So, yeah, I feel like it's going to always be prevalent. It's going to get worse, period.
It is always going to be prevalent, as Stacey J said. And also, my thoughts are, what I hate hearing is that because of the hoism, that women internalize it as though, oh, it's something wrong with me. Like, I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not bad enough. And it has absolutely nothing to do with her, because even if you're the baddest chick out there, if there's still another chick that's still willing to do something that you're not willing to do, that still opens up that door. So for me, this whole thing about our hoes winning and good girls finishing last, I just want women to remember that the hoism has nothing to do with you. And not to internalize what these women are doing, because the men are typically going to do it anyway, those that are going to do it. And that's not a reflection of that individual person. So I'm sorry, Darren, I know you want to go ahead and say something.
No, and I agree. And the guys on the panel will agree. If we find that hoe to do all the freaky stuff, we're not going to marry her. The reason why we're not going to marry her is because we're going to say, if you did this to me, how many other guys? And I don't want to walk around with the hoe. I don't want to be the Kanye West that married the hoe that every nigga had on the block. Me, every brother had on the block. So it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It does feed into that ego of ours. Like, man, I got a freaky girl. She do this, this, and that. This one little side chick. She will stay in that side chick category. She would not fall into that wife. That wife is that woman that you say, you know, she can get freaky. She good, but that hoe is just, if you do the side chick and she is your hoe, it's just, you're just a fun toy. You just fun. You can explore my sexual interests. But my wife holds it down with the cooking. My wife holds it down with the job. My wife, you know, you make sense now?
Well, I would have to disagree. I have been involved in some alternate situations where that wasn't the case. So there are some people that do take pleasure in sharing their wives and dealing with that in a little different space. It's not a large part of the population, but it does occur.
With the swinger lifestyle?
It sure do. I'd have been to one of them clubs before.
I mean, but that's not the average guy, though. The average guy not doing it like that.
Well, you made a comment that it doesn't happen. So
no,
I'm just
guy,
saying that,
no,
you know, it's not an absolute happen. Situation. That they are those gentlemen that think in a different
it's
way than what you're speaking.
It's all out there. I ain't going to even lie to you. It's
yep.
all
and,
out there.
And speaking to what Dr. Guy said as well, some of those women are subpar, and it is on them because they're trying to compete out their league, and that's why your man got took. And you just don't want to admit it to
you're
yourself.
You're not going to put that on these women and have these women in town rock. That's going to be a lesson.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dr. Guy. I'm 5'6". I wanted to play basketball. I realized that I wasn't equipped for it, and I just had to deal with that reality. And I don't want you to have these women out here thinking that they Pam Grier when they look like Aunt Jemima.
Stop it. Like I said, that's not going to happen today. Not on this show.
You know, we're not gonna get the booger wolves enough confidence to go out there and act like they're not booger wolves. You need to know if you're a booger wolf.
You know, your booger wolf is somebody else's wife material, so you might want to start.
That's right.
It is, but you need to know. You need to know your lane and stay in it. You know, if you're a Benz or you're a Hyundai Genesis.
Yes, bro. Can I be honest, bro? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a bad looking dude. And I done had some females come at me, and I just be like, man, I be kind of offended. Like, yo, like what made you think you could come at a dude like me? You know what I'm saying? But I still keep it cordial, though. I still keep it cordial. I don't never jump mean, like, you ugly, get away from me, you know what I'm saying? I still keep it cordial, but I done had some that, you know, had the total confidence to try to jump in my inbox to try to holler at me, to shoot their shot, you know? I let them down gently, but, man, look.
If we were on a video right now, you would see Stacey Jade and I literally with our mouths gaped open, like,
That's what made me hold on, because I'm going to say how I feel, you know, hey, it is what it is, you know, but like I say, I mean, that's what plays a part of it, that's just like a female, yeah, I'm not finna go for somebody that's not attractive, just period, and you got some, I've heard on many occasions what made him think he could talk to me, you see what I'm saying, I done heard that plenty of times, you know, when we go back to Biggie, Biggie said I'm fat, black, ugly as ever, however, you know, Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, yeah, you got to have a however.
The problem is these women don't have no however. They
just
know how. They don't have no ever.
I never know what to expect when we start the show and Steve is by himself. I absolutely have learned now definitely not to know what to expect when Ovan joins us in the show. So, I just want to say, guys, that I think today is definitely an interesting topic. Our and our good girl, I don't think that there is a yes or no response. I think everyone definitely has their own opinion based on their own personal experience as it relates to this topic. But I do think that it was definitely an entertaining and an informative topic for me, at least. What about you, Stacey Jade?
Oh, yes, very informative.
So, gentlemen, thank you for taking the reins today. Thank you for enlightening us as women on this particular topic. I do feel like we definitely have some more discussion in the future along these lines. But we definitely need to talk about some men issues, because men think they got some things on lock that I heard today that I'm a little concerned about. So we got some future toes coming back up where we're going to dissect some little men issues that men seem to always want to dissect our issues. So, Darren, thank you for joining us as a guest. Ovan, thank you for coming back as a guest.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Guy.
And
thank
as
you
always, Steve and Stacey J, thank you guys for co-hosting with me. Everybody have a blessed week. Don't forget to pass it on. Tell a friend about Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. Everyone, have a blessed day and enjoy your holiday. Be safe.
Thank you.
And if you want to get you a however, you got to have a however.
But you know what?
In the show. I think you're going to send me a text at 357. Talk about what's the number to call in. I sent the number out. I didn't text the number. I didn't send it on the show live. Are you serious? Talk about what's the number.
Girl. There ain't no number. Where's Keith? Yes,
I'm gonna grab my cup.
Hey, anytime y'all need me on this damn show, y'all please let me know. Please,
That's
please.
John. I am hungry, okay? Do you hear me? I did not get your pie, Boo-Boo. I'm sorry. Tanya said that was some crazy shit. I know, right? No, oh, what other part are you talking about?
What cookies and candy?
What is it?
Oh, yeah. Grab that.
And banana twist.
Thank you.
about